We love this guy. He's one of the funniest comedians in the world, and we're proud to say he's from Montreal. Welcome back, Sugar Sammy.
Yes. Good to be back.
Good to see you, man.
Yeah.
You look a little different. The hair's a little longer.
A little longer. Yeah. I'm trying to, you know, it's a European look. No, actually, I'm going for Tom Cruise Mission Impossible 4.
Oh, yeah. Okay, good. Yeah, yeah.
Last fall it was Tom Cruise The Mummy, and this summer will be Tom Cruise Jerry Maguire. I'm trying to do the whole filmography.
I like
make sure
it.
I get it all done.
You got to venture out. Nailed the experiment. Totally
good. Are you Scientology in your future?
Not like, yet, okay. But it sounds good. Sounds like fun, you know?
Next time we see him, he's jumping up and down on sofas. Yeah.
Exactly. I feel like if there was a religion based on Star Wars, I would be that guy.
You would.
Yeah.
Kill it.
Yeah.
You could start one.
Yeah, I could start one. You know, the Sith.
I feel like these two guys are already like, sign me
they're
up.
In. Okay. Yeah, they're in. Let's
I'm
do
in,
it, man.
I'll convert.
If you're the leader, I'm in.
We can nerd it out all day. I can like, just talk about lightsabers, compare lightsabers.
So
mine's bigger than yours.
No, thanks, Allie.
Mine's red. What?
All right.
You should get that checked, buddy.
So you're back in Montreal. We've got to talk about the comedy specials. You're going to hear en français, s'il vous plaît. They're available for the first time on DVD and for download. The DVD sold exclusively on Amazon Canada. The digital versions for all you youngins is on iTunes Canada and Google Play. So congrats to that. That's
thanks,
pretty awesome.
Thanks, guys. Thanks.
That's
pretty
cool.
Yeah, it was about time. I think, you know, we did this tour. It was like, it sold about 380,000 tickets, 421
incredible.
Shows. Yeah. So, and people kept coming back. And I was like, I have to go to France. And people were like, we want the show. So I'm like, let me immortalize it on DVD.
421 sold out shows.
Sold out
you
shows.
You broke records.
Crazy.
I forget what they all are, but it was like, you're the queen of Quebec, the king of Quebec.
I don't mind being the queen of Quebec.
He's the king of Quebec.
It's 2018.
You're like the most successful.
I'm a pan comedian.
Depends what street he's on in Montreal. You're queen.
The most successful one man show out of Quebec, I think.
The first most successful first one man show. So
amazing.
It's like, as a rookie, yeah, I was
you
a rookie.
You broke records. Year. So yeah, how was your time away?
My time always fun. I was in Paris and touring France and, you know, the U.S. a little bit and Canada as well, but mostly based out of France. So, but I had to come back. I'm only allowed to be there 6 months minus a day.
Right.
Yeah, for tax purposes.
Okay.
You know taxes are bad in France when your tax shelter is Quebec.
You know?
I'll just pay 38%. Okay. All right.
They're treating you well there, though?
Yeah,
or
they're
are you
great.
Rustling any feathers? Because I know you tend to do that sometimes.
I'm definitely you know, shaking it up over there.
Okay,
and even more than here, you know. So it's there are a lot of tensions, and the good thing about shaking it up there is they're less sensitive about stuff. They want you to abuse them on stage. They're like, they're masochistic a little bit, the French. They're like, yes, abuse us. Like me. And they love that. So my opening line when I get on stage is, I'm happy to be here in France. You guys are my favorite Arab country. And they know what the rest of the show is going to be like. They're like, oh my God, this is where this is going. That's the first joke. Imagine the rest. Yeah.
Do you know how much time you're going to be spending in Paris? Like how much longer you're back and forth?
It's going to be 6 months a year for at least 2 years,
wow.
maybe more. Yeah,
that's
two
incredible.
More years. I've been there for 2 years already, so
a
maybe
commitment.
Two more.
Commitment.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. I love the show.
Mm-hmm.
The French show is just, to me, I think it's definitely, I've stretched myself even further as a comedian, and it feels good to create something different, push yourself, and have it work.
That
as well.
Growth.
Yeah, the growth.
Do you find yourself, like, you're a confident guy, but do you find your confidence grows too still?
Yeah, I think the key with growing your confidence is always staying insecure. Because the more insecure you get, the more you put yourself in that insecurity and you question yourself, and the more you don't get complacent, the stronger you get, because you're able to say, was that the best I could do? No, I know I could do better. I know I'm better than that. I could be better than I was yesterday.
Okay.
And if you keep doing that, you'll get better.
You should write a self-help book.
I should.
I'd read it.
I think I should.
I'm writing down advice
If I could give conferences and we start our Star Wars religion, this can be fun.
Right?
We can start a movement because it'll be a movement and it'll be tax deductible.
guys,
we're in.
I can see now. Chapter one, have hair like Tom Cruise.
Yes.
You know?
So you're back in Montreal. I know you obviously miss Montreal. I'm curious, do you stay with your parents when you come back, or do you have your own place?
No, I have my own place now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and I have a lady. So I got, I'm Indian, but I'm not that Indian. Where it's like, okay, you have to move in with me and my parents now.
You know, the Italians, we go right back.
Imagine this. Imagine that. Like, you're so Indian, where you're like, I think we should take our relationship to the next level. Will you move in with me and my parents?
I thought maybe you like stayed at the Ritz when you came back. or something like that.
No, I visit the Ritz, though. Yeah,
it's a great spot.
Yeah, it's great.
Pictured you in just like a really luxurious hotel room, like
chilling out.
Chilling out.
I would love to. I'm a guy from Côte des Neiges, though, you know? I guess it's like if I get too
comfortable.
Holiday
is like a Ritz.
Yeah, exactly. If I feel too comfortable, I'm like, you know, if it's too expensive, like you're like, oh, this is too luxurious, I start going, how much is this cost?
Start freaking out, yeah. Yeah, huh?
My parents are going to be mad. I'm spending way too much money.
Checking your bank account. Yeah. Like.
I got to call my parents. I hope my girlfriend doesn't pick up. She's
Speaking of your parents, Abby, Mother's Day is this weekend.
Yes.
Tell us about your mother. What's she like and what was she like growing up?
She's amazing. My mom is amazing. She's great. I'm still a mama's boy, you know? And, you know, I think one of the things that keeps me grounded is my mom. Because no matter how big I get, I'm never too big to not take her grocery shopping or take her somewhere. Yeah, I have
to. Sweet.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, otherwise you get the Indian guilt. You guys know there's the ethnic guilt that you get with, you know, where it's like, can you take me grocery shopping? Mom, I'm busy. It's okay. I don't need to eat. we'll start. Okay. Right? Yeah. It's okay. We can eat next week. And you're like, all right, let's go.
What does your mom think about your girlfriend?
My mom loves my girlfriend.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, she loves my girlfriend. My girlfriend's Polish, huh? So Indian and Polish, very similar. Like,
interesting.
Yeah, like if any men are listening, if you haven't dated a Polish woman, I highly recommend it. They're white women with third world thresholds. Like, they've been through war and famine. They're not afraid of taking the bus. It's all the benefits. All the benefits of a
white man.
It's all the benefits of a white woman at a fraction of the price. Like, it's the quality to price ratio on these women is incredible. The return on investment is through the roof.
Oh my God.
Like,
I have a friend. He has a Swiss woman. Man, she's that costs him a lot. She's always like, Anthony, buy me a Chanel handbag. My girlfriend's always like, are we going to eat today? Like, it's a different level of expectation.
So the first night having dinner with your parents wasn't awkward or anything?
It wasn't awkward at all.
Okay,
no,
good.
No, it was great. And I've had Polish food, though. Having food with her family was different. You know when you're used to Indian food and portions? And you have that sad-ass Polish food.
Yeah.
It's like sad, man. It's like they brought the depression with their food. Like,
it's like, it reminds us of when we were back in home country.
Exactly. You're like, man, I miss my mom. But it's better than I expected because I expected like salt and water. Like,
yeah. You set the bar low, so you're going in high.
Yeah, but it was just like food with no taste, like fish with no taste. Yeah. All right, we'll eat this.
Okay, so your DVD is on sale now?
My DVD is on sale now, so... Go to sugarsammy.com and you'll find all the platforms it's available on, and it'll get to your house. I mean, a lot of people are like, is it in stores? I'm like, are there any more DVD stores?
Yeah, where do you buy?
But no, there's no store. And do you really want to leave your house, start the car, go look for parking? Like, it'll be shipped to you. Just order it from Amazon. It'll show up. Do yourself a favor.
Yeah.
Don't get in your car.
But you can download it too, right? You can download the
You
specials?
Can download it as well. And it's you know, it's raining on Saturdays. This Saturday, it's going to be a big, rainy, cold day.
Right.
Make it a movie night. Make it a movie night. Go on Google Play, iTunes, order it on, and you'll get it right at home.
Everybody you know asking for free copies?
Man, my whole Indian family. They don't stop. They're like, hey, you know, people I didn't even know were my family. They remember us? I'm like, dude, it's like $15. Get the DVD.
Support
them.
Yeah. For real.
Get the DVD. Is it okay if we share it? And like, we'll prorate it with five of us.
All right, go to sugarsammy.com for more. And this Friday night, you're doing a show at the Olympia.
That's right.
Is it like the last one for what? How long?
It's the last one until 2020.
Till 2020?
Whoa. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. So
yeah, 2020. So yeah, this is it's to celebrate my DVD launch. So it's going to be a show with lots of new material, a couple of classics from the DVD, and a Q&A at the end. I do a Q&A with the audience. So much fun. We put some highlights on my Facebook page.
Nice.
There's some crazy questions. One guy got on stage and asked me, he's like, oui, j'ai une question. I was like, ouais. He's like, je m'appelle Ahmed. I was like, ouais. He's like, il y a 2 ans, tu m'as coupé. Dans la route, sur la rue des Caries.
Cut him off?
Yeah, and I was like, dude, that's your question? He's like, oui, pourquoi tu m'as coupé? I'm like, we're in Montreal. Everybody has to cut each other off to get anywhere these days. They just closed the last road we could drive on Camille-Léaud, on the mountain. It's like, listen, this whole city's becoming one cyclist lane.
Exactly.
Like, it's like the communists have taken over. The whole thing's becoming the Plateau Mont-Royal.
Yeah, exactly. But that's what's great about your shows. They're always different, man. Every night you go see you're improvising with the audience. It's incredible.
Thanks. So. Yeah, man, that's where I have the most fun.
Yeah.
It's just freestyling with the audience. You know, because you know your stuff. Like, But sometimes you want to go jam with like that dude who's laughing a little too hard on the left side. You just want to get to know him and you want the audience to get to know him. It makes it special for everybody, including myself.
It's nice that you have that though, because not all comedians are actually like the funniest people. Like, you know, sometimes there'll be comedians, you'll see them after the show and you're like joking with them and they're like straight face.
They're like, pretty
boring. Like, what? I was doing a show. Like, what? Why are you
It's pay as you go jokes.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like $5 now if you want a joke. I just gave you a show.
Pretty
what
much.
Do you want?
Pretty much.
All right. Sugar Sammy, check him out at the Olympia this Friday, and of course, download the DVD. You're gonna rire en français, s'il vous plaît, and of course, the downloads as well. Always a pleasure, man. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
All right.